Hare Krishna. This morning when I was talking, giving the second of what's now going to be three-part series here in New Vajradham on Varnashram College, Srila Prabhupada's vision of Varnashram College, then a statement of Srila Prabhupada really struck me, and nothing particularly new that listeners may have not heard. Srila Prabhupada said that anyone who doesn't go to Varnashram College is not a human being, is an animal. And it really dawned on me that I made it the subject of my tweet today on Twitter for those who tune in on my Twitter casts every day. I do those on a daily basis. And that although we're part of the human race and as a species, we're humans, but we automatically take it for granted that we know what it means to be a human being. But if we look at the reality of things, if we look at the world that we live in, we're not very humane with each other as human beings. Family members are not very humane to each other. We don't act with other members of our planet, animal species and so on, in a very humane way. We don't deal with the environment and the planet in a very humane way. In fact, our whole conduct seems to imply that we don't know anything about being human. We just automatically assume that we're human beings because that's our species. But Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada says not so. Unless you have proper training, then just because you happen to be in this body doesn't automatically make you a human being. And of course, we've been talking about that from the Varnashram point of view and cultivating the 21 qualities of a human being, which really require education. That's why Prabhupada talked about a Varnashram College, that there's systematic education in these qualities, and you just don't take it for granted that they're there, that we don't need them because I'm already a devotee. Fact is, my experience is that unfortunately, for lack of these human qualities, devotees really suffer in terms of their Krishna consciousness. It's not Krishna consciousness that's problematic for most devotees, that it's too difficult, etc. But it's because we haven't learned sense control, mind control, cleanliness, austerity, simplicity. We talk about them, we've heard about them in class, but each one of those topics could themselves be a college course that devotees need to learn and be qualified as human beings. And once we're qualified as human beings, then Krishna consciousness itself becomes quite easy. And so we see that devotees either have difficulty staying on the path of Krishna consciousness or engage in different types of irreligious activities, mainly for a lack of human qualities. So it's like a horse. A horse is a species, very beautiful, but unless you train it to, I don't know, pull wagons, pull a plow, till the ground, or to ride it, it's unmanageable, and it's of no practical use, at least to us as humans. It remains a wild thing. Similarly, we also, and we're seeing the wildness of humanity worldwide for lack of proper training and guidance. And it's that training and guidance that people really need to receive. And so we shouldn't neglect it. We should systematically go about and ensuring that we, as well as our kith and kin, have real quality education in what it means to be human. It starts with the 21 qualities, Narada Muni talks about in the 7th canto, but they're not just something to read. There's something to go into very deeply, cultivate, assimilate, make ours, and if we don't, we really run the risk of losing our Krishna consciousness or making our wonderful opportunity at going back home, back to Godhead, a lot more difficult than it needs to be, simply because we haven't become conscious before we're trying to become Krishna conscious. We don't have the basic qualification for being a Vaishnava, which is that we're human beings. Hare Krishna.